This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Democratic presidential hopefuls gathered tonight at a forum in South Carolina. Now that voters in two states have spoken, the field has begun to separate. John Kerry is surging, Howard Dean is retooling, and all of the contenders are hoping to do well somewhere among the seven states that hold primaries or caucuses on Tuesday. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the Kerry campaign.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry comes into tonight's debate with two first-place finishes under his belt and looking to add more. Yesterday, Kerry appeared road-weary but relaxed as he tossed a football with staffers and joked with reporters. He even took a few minutes to play the guitar as he flew west to St. Louis, gateway to the new national phase of the presidential campaign. In St. Louis, Kerry drew a large crowd to a rally at a community college.
Let me tell you something. This is the Show Me State, and we're here to show George Bush the door. That's exactly what we're here for.
Missouri, like South Carolina, will test how well the Kerry campaign plays outside the peculiar politics of Iowa and New Hampshire. Kerry says he'll continue to sound the same themes all across the country. While some have questioned how a Massachusetts Democrat will fare in the South, Kerry insists Southern voters share the same concerns as people everywhere.
I don't like politicians who change their messages. There's a reason I'm running for president. It's because I think we can do a better job of making our nation safer, and because I think life is unfair for too many Americans, and we can do better putting people to work, providing health care, fixing our schools, protecting our environment. These are the real things that matter to Americans.
Kerry has been piling up endorsements on the strength of his Iowa and New Hampshire wins. Today, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn will formally come out for Kerry. Yesterday, former Missouri Senator Jean Carnahan added her support, calling Kerry a builder and a fighter.
John has been on the front lines of every battle for our nation, whether it's been abroad or whether it's been in the United States Congress. He has stood tall for America.
Kerry says he's thrilled with the high-profile support, but he says endorsements don't mean much unless they're matched with grassroots campaigning. And he promises to keep taking his message directly to ordinary voters, as he did in Iowa and New Hampshire.
I want to continue to listen to people. That made me a better candidate. It's what campaigns are about. People tell you their stories. You learn about life and you respond to it. That's what I'm going to do.
Kerry has already impressed some St. Louis voters. Bill Schneider, who wore his Teamsters jacket to yesterday's rally, had been backing Dick Gephardt. But now that the Missouri congressman has dropped out of the race, Schneider has switched his allegiance to Kerry.
I like what he says. Everything he says. He couldn't say nothing any better.
Rita James, who lives just outside St. Louis, also joined the Kerry bandwagon around the time his campaign began to gather steam in Iowa.
I looked at all the candidates first. And finally, I decided that he's the best one to beat George Bush. And that's my goal, is to get him out of that White House. I don't want him there.
Not everyone at the rally was quite convinced, however. One man was waiting to hear from John Edwards before deciding whom to vote for. But he said he was more impressed by Kerry than he expected to be. Kerry himself is being careful not to take his newfound front-runner status for granted. But he sometimes has trouble containing the enthusiasm of his supporters. Yesterday, those supporters interrupted Kerry as he began to talk about what he'd do to fix the nation's health care system.
And I will be the president who ends the... I got to finish that sentence. I like the idea, but we're not going to get ahead of ourselves.
Kerry says the nomination process will be a long one and that he'll continue to run for president with what he calls an underdog mentality, competing for every vote. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.